Would you like for me to say welcome super loudly again?
Yeah, you should do that.
Welcome back to the Quinton Hive Podcast. Today, we're going to discuss the all-ancient question, what's better, hot weather or cold weather, winter or summer? And it's really funny that we have the completely opposing views on that. And our outfits don't accurately represent it. Because I'm wearing bright yellow, but I'm the winter guy. Quinton? Quinter.
However, you're wearing a long sleeve and long trousers.
Pants.
And trousers. And I'm wearing my slutty shorts.
Stop calling them that!
And a short-sleeved t-shirt.
Yeah, see, here's the thing. I don't like having my arms bare.
Right, remember that time like 2 weeks ago where we went out, it was 30 degrees outside and you were like, let me wear a hoodie. And I was like, you should probably not do that. And you were like, fair enough, Jasper, good point.
I do remember that.
So
that's when we were getting Taco Bell.
It was. Let's get Taco Bell on Monday.
Okay.
Good. Glad we settled on that.
I'm a big fan.
Me
I'm
going
to go for the crunch wrap again, just so you know.
I kind of switch between my options because they're all pretty fine.
Yeah, but the crunch wrap. Okay, this is not what this episode is going to be about. See, here's the thing. We're not only opposing views where we're like, oh, we kind of prefer the one or the other. I actively hate summer. I hate hot weather. I hate sun. And Jasper's kind of the opposite.
Yeah, it's like as soon as September hits, I just start complaining so much.
That is true. And I do the same thing starting at what? Like April?
Yeah.
Well, it depends on... I mean, sometimes April is like freezing and sometimes it's not.
Yeah, but like around April, it's when the hot days start happening.
Oh yeah, I hate it. It's the worst.
But admittedly, you have it easier because like warm season in this country is sort of April, May, June, July, August. It's 4 months.
Mostly, yeah, it depends.
Really just 4 months. The other 8 months, I'm in misery.
I am, and you know that song?
Yeah, I do.
It's, that might be, I think that's my first song I've ever added to Spotify. If you go back all the way to when I went with Spotify.
Yeah, explains a lot.
Does it?
Yeah, it's a shit song.
No, it's good. It's nice. I had to make a parody out of that for history class.
I'm sure that banged.
It was not great. It wasn't really good.
How did you end up doing a parody of Misery in history class?
Well, the assignment in high school, we had to pick a pop song.
Was it like, I'm in Leonardo da Vinci?
I am in ancient Rome.
Oh, my. Oh, God.
It was really, really bad. Listen, fella, I was 14.
Yeah, so was I at some point. I mean, way shorter ago than you were, but...
Fella always pretends like I'm way older. It's like a year and a half.
How old will you be 1 month from now?
1 month from now? A few weeks from now?
Two, yeah.
How many days are in June?
30.
16 days from now. I'll be 26. I'm suppressing a sneeze.
It's also known as late 20s, also known as pretty much 30.
No, 27 is late.
No, 26. Like, if we're rounding up to tens, you would round it up
to... Who rounds up to tens in a human life?
Maybe I do.
Huh? Yeah, but you're kind of lame.
No, I'm cool.
You know what's also lame? Summer. Dude, just trying to get back to the topic.
Dude, summer is so nice. Like, you like bubble tea.
I like bubble tea.
Exactly. When does bubble tea hit? When it's nice and warm outside.
No, I like it equally as well in winter.
Yeah, you're like, yum. Yeah. It's -5 outside. Let me grab
just
a cold
what
drink.
What does my fridge look like? Not physically like white and square and all that, but...
I was going to say that.
What does the inside of my fridge look like, whatever season it is?
A massive pan filled with whatever you cooked on Monday.
listen, I'm implying... Okay, what's in the vegetable drawer? It's never vegetables, ever.
Well, sometimes it's like a fermenting... Like zucchini in there or something.
I've never in my life bought a zucchini. That is insane.
I am buying so many zucchinis. But you don't like zucchini?
It's not great.
Oh, I was gonna...
Those are the green ones, yeah?
Yeah, they're like a different flavor of cucumber.
No. No. No.
I was gonna cook with a little bit of zucchini tonight.
Yeah, it's fine. It's just not... I would never purposefully put it in there.
It's just nice because...
It's like eggplant, but slightly less...
No, they're very different. No. Like, very different vibes.
No. But, anyway, what I was going at...
Yeah.
I always have highly chilled drinks. It's the same, like my mom and I, we've always said, my mom's on my side on this completely. We've always said it's weird that ice cream shops close down during winter, because ice cream is equally delicious in winter.
It has a place in winter, ice cream, and it's definitely not all the time.
I could eat it outside minus, like, negative 10 degrees, just no issue.
That's messed up, like...
I actively refuse to leave the house as much as possible when it gets warmer.
Yeah, I like leaving the house.
I don't. Hate it. Stupid.
I love doing stuff.
No, I don't. If it's not for a video, I don't do it. Go on.
And it's like, in winter, I don't usually want to go outside, especially here, because winter here isn't just like, oh, it's cold. Winter here is like, there is wind that will cut through your fucking bones.
Okay, that's fair.
There is probably...
I will give you that one.
There's probably also horizontal rain because of the wind.
No.
If you're lucky, there's like residue autumn slippery ass leaves that will just completely break your neck.
But what are you doing? Running outside?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, right. Yeah. Stop doing that, man. I don't know.
Yeah, sorry. And right now it's like, yeah, sure, I'll sweat a little bit, but you know, that's nice.
How?
Yeah, I don't know how I'm gonna twist this.
Okay. Thank you for at least that one. I was like, there's no way. See, here's the thing. I am extremely sensitive to heat. I think it might actually be an autism thing.
Oh, sure.
No, listen, yeah. Understandable. Yes. No, here's the thing, though. Because I, last year, figured out that apparently direct sunlight isn't supposed to actively, induce pain. Like pain.
You know that classic quote tweet that's like, oh, you people can't do anything?
Yeah. That's really funny. No, I have a few touch sensitivities, and one of them is for sure heat. I eat most of my food lukewarm, as you know.
Yeah, I know. It's.
I shower not warm at all. I mean, whenever I've showered with like a past girlfriend, she was always like, "There's no way we're showering together with this temperature." I'm like, "But hotter than this hurts," and it does. Women I've been with at least, they shower so hot. It's crazy.
We should do a podcast about women.
The moment I said women, yeah, I was thinking of those TikTok clips where
they're like, there's two guys on a podcast.
Like, women, kind of, and then the other was like, oh yeah, bro. I was like, they're kind of, do women have hobbies, bro?
Have you ever seen a woman?
No.
But no, I also shower very warmly. And
I know, because you showered at my house, and then you left the temperature knob like past the little thing where you have to like click the are you sure you want to make it hotter like safety pin. I don't go past that
pin. I always break the safety pin.
That's crazy. I'm like well below the safety pin always.
Wild. Like, I mean, it's good for the environment, so GG, my man, but...
And also my bank account, because it's expensive as hell for some reason.
Yeah, I guess.
Nowadays. But... Yeah, no, I'm...
So that is another great thing about summer. You don't have to turn on the heating, which saves so much money.
I will give you that. I will give you that one. That's true. No, that's true. Admittedly, though, I run an air conditioning about 24/7 now. Which is definitely not super electricity efficient.
No.
Because it's unbearable.
Also, every place you've ever lived is just like... is like...
No, it's good now. This one is good.
Oh, okay.
Because it's cold. Okay. My current house is cold all the time. It's great.
Right. Yeah. I guess mostly just your last place. It's like in spring and summer, it is boiling hot. You cannot exist there. In
and
winter.
That comes from this guy.
Yeah.
Who today said, oh, awesome, 32 Celsius. Crazy.
Yeah, no, like a good just 35 in there at all times. In winter, just freezing cold. Autumn freezing.
I remember one time in the previous place, the heater broke during winter, and almost immediately it was like 7 Celsius in the whole house, and
God.
I was like, oh no. And I called them up, I was like, hey, listen, and they were like, oh yeah, so here's the thing, you haven't really paid your subscription very well, so we're not coming. And I was like, oh no,
you hadn't been.
Well, it was part of the lease. So the landlord, who is my stepdad,
right?
He was like, yeah, I think he was changing it up, so there wasn't one on that particular second, the moment we needed it.
Damn.
But then he came over and we fixed it together. We just kind of started pressing buttons and
Sick.
It worked somehow.
It seems terrifying to have been pressing buttons on that thing.
Yeah, it was an old gas stove-y. I don't even know how to translate that.
I barely know what it is, to be fair. That was just a thing in the room that took up a lot of space.
That it made noise.
It made noise. It showed like a fire, but then didn't get hot itself.
It had fire in there, like raging fire. But if you like put your hands in front of it, you didn't feel it. It just kind of like siphoned all the heat out through like the normal radiator systems, I think. That place was... Temperature-wise, not great.
Yeah.
Temperature-wise, was definitely not wonderful. Now, the thing is about winter, though. Name literally four negative things about winter right now.
Sure.
But you can.
It's very cold.
Name literally six.
Jesus, okay.
Okay, four.
It's very cold.
I think that's a good thing. But all right, cool, sure, yeah, okay. Yeah, all right.
Seasonal depression.
I own a daylight lamp.
I definitely should get one. Like, generally, like, I went on a little trip past week, and I was just, like, walking around in the sun, and I was like, oh my god, I am so happy that I can do this, or, like...
That's cute, though. That's nice.
Thanks. It's just, like, whenever I go outside in autumn or winter, and you step outside, and I'm hit with, like, the cold, and... I just feel so not nice.
I find that refreshing. The only downside I will give to winter is there's not a lot of light.
Yeah.
I like light, but I predominantly like
it's
light.
It's always overcast. That's your number three. You don't see the sun at all for like...
Oh, I love that because you know why? When there's clouds in front of the sun, it diffuses the light for videos and photos so well.
My boy, vitamin D.
I take pills. Have you seen my pills? I have so many supplements.
I know, because you just buy any Instagram ad that's like...
No, not anymore, because I'm broke as hell. Remember, I am like out of money.
Yeah.
Like I have to pay rent again in a few days and I got my tax bill.
Oh. Let me know if you need to borrow money.
Maybe, but I hate that tax bill. They were just like, oh, you're going to have to pay over like 2021.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's not that crazy amount, but I still just see, I was just hoping they'd forget about me. Mm. They would, the government would be like, you know what? Quinn's a cool dude. He doesn't have to pay taxes. That'd be so nice.
Yeah.
I need a tissue. See, that sucks about summer. Seasonal allergies that almost everyone in this country seems to have.
So I have more of that in winter.
That is what?
And not like allergies, I think, but it's just like...
A drippy nose.
Yeah, and just like being congested at all times.
Oh, yeah, okay, that's fair. Now, I'm just... So, the ironic part is, though, I don't know if we've ever addressed that, but we figured it out. Most of my life, I've had like a pollen allergy quite a lot. I figured out it's mostly grass, but it's predominantly grass that grows in northern Western Europe, which is where I live. If I go anywhere outside of northern Western Europe, I'm talking Netherlands, Germany, Belgium, France, and most of the UK. If I leave that area, I can snort grass and there's no issue. When we went to Prague, I was like, wait, why can't I breathe all the time? This is weird. When I went to the US in like both coasts, no issue. Argentina, admittedly, I was there in winter, no issue. That is just unfair. It's lame.
We really should move to Prague.
Here's the thing. I sometimes play with this idea. For real. I
mean, me too. Like...
Like, for at least, like, a year. Like, just see what it's like. I do think of that sometimes.
I feel like
I'll... But you have a job that you have to do in location, right?
Yeah, I know. But I am kind of looking at the uni there, if they have any...
You are. Like, you're actually, like...
Yeah, I'll check it every once in a while, and there's never anything.
See, I constantly keep checking rental prices in Prague for houses.
Yeah. It's nice, isn't it?
Kind of sick. Even if it's just, like, a year or two.
Yeah.
And just see what it's like. Because I feel like we could make videos there.
Yeah.
Definitely. I feel like I could still...
Be cool.
That's a massive fly.
Yeah, I know.
Just absolutely, like, it's so big, I hear it from the other side of the room.
I know, I've been noticing.
Crazy big fly.
Big ass fly.
Okay, I think you were only at 3 negative things though, about?
I mean, I can keep going.
You need to have one more. What's one thing that's bad about winter?
So what are the ones we had? Cold weather, seasonal depression, overcast all the time.
Those are the ones.
Wait, I'm going to cater this one to you.
To me? I love me.
I actually don't really care about this one.
Okay.
Women wear more clothing.
See, now you're just making me... Listen, if there's a new person listening to this right now, they think that I'm a massive pervert.
No, you're just a massive simp.
I guess that's better. Winter outfits on women look very nice, I think.
What a delicate way of putting that.
I think they look very nice. I think layered outfits... This is actually an argument that I have in favor of winter. I look better with layered outfits. I think men in general look better with layered outfits.
Yeah, you really like the massive puffy ass.
Not the puffer jacket. I'll give you that one again. But that's just because I've had that jacket for like 10 years and it's still just warm.
Mm-hmm.
If it stops being functional, I'll probably get a slightly more stylish one.
Here's number 5. In winter, I can't wear my slutty shorts.
Stop talking about slutty shorts. Here's the thing. Okay, so but you know my opinion on this. Mm-hmm. I will share it. I hate shorts. I hate them. I hate wearing them on me because my leg hair, when it moves, I keep thinking there's ants on my legs. I hate it. I can't take it. This is also why I don't have like short sleeves. I do not like having my skin exposed.
Remember the scooter video where...
Oh, sorry. It was unbearably difficult. That yeah. We scooted from the Netherlands to Germany on like razor scooters for like... 8-9 hours straight on the hottest day of the year.
I want to say it was more even like 12 hours or something.
Yeah,
I think so.
I don't remember because I got a massive like what do you call that when the sun
sunstroke.
Thank yeah. you.
No, and yeah, because we scooted 58 kilometers, hottest day of the year, you just like practically died. But we also scooted into these swarms of tiny bugs that were
They were stuck to our skin.
It was horrible.
At some point, we even stopped like wiping them off because yeah, it kept happening.
No point. No
like, when
point.
We got to the hotel, we showered. We were like
best shower of my life,
caked
probably.
In bugs, which was not great. That because they would all get stuck to our sunscreen.
Yeah, yeah. We did get that hotel room for free, which was
yeah crazy. We walked in and we were gonna negotiate. So I walked in like I have a lot of TikTok followers. Can we somehow get this room for free? Like half delirious with a sunstroke. And the guy was like, I'll talk to the manager. And he walks off and we're like, he's not talking to the manager. He comes back. He's like, oh yeah, it's totally cool. And we're like, huh? So there's these few pictures on my Instagram where I'm like super sunstricken in front of like
a random hotel.
I'm in my underwear.
Yeah, I think so too. Cause that was the only clean, you didn't bring a change of clothes.
And I'm kind of standing there like, yep, thumbs up and everything is, oh man.
Yeah, and that was
awesome
that
to
was
think
the
about
exchange.
In hindsight, but that day was painful.
Yeah.
Because it was also one day after I got my COVID vaccination, which was just not smart.
And then I when we got the hotel room, I went to get pizza and I was gone for like half an hour. You fell asleep.
Immediately.
And I came back and you're like, wow, that only took 10 seconds.
Yeah. That was I remember that pizza being bad.
It was...
Wait, can I say that after... The hotel was really good. Again, like...
Great hotel.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I otherwise it seems a little bit disingenuous because I did a promotion.
Yeah, no, I was
just... The hotel for real cool. Not a great fan personally of the pizza. Then again, my favorite pizza is either Alum's, the ones that my stepfather makes, or deep frozen. I don't like most pizza.
Yeah, we should do another podcast just about your food preferences.
My food preferences. I mean, we have time.
Just your interesting tastes.
You're an interesting taste.
Wow, what a rip.
Okay,
so
anyway.
I think we can conclude that summer is better, right?
No, it's just that you've had most of the complaints. I will complain about summer right now. There's mosquitoes. You get stung all the time, so you should be able to relate to this. Yes, if this man is in the room, no one else gets stung. You could release
you're welcome.
If he's there, you're totally fine.
Look, people like my blood. Mosquitoes like my blood.
The slutty short.
Not too, I guess.
Yeah, because you have more legs. Oh, well, I mean, it's not like you get
I do probably have more leg.
So, all right, so that's what I was saying. I don't think, I don't like the way shorts look on men.
You're not saying I look slutty as hell right now?
No. Don't do that. Please don't do that.
I'm just, you know, it's showing.
Wildly uncomfortable. No, I'm not a fan of shorts on men.
Mm.
And here's the thing. That doesn't mean that you shouldn't be able to wear it where you're like, oh man, it's like, I'm not like, men shouldn't be wearing. No, I'm just personally not a fan.
Whatever. The real podcast talkers, shorts on women. Should they exist?
Right. Bro.
Dude, women in shorts, it's like, for real, what you doing, man?
Where are the women that wear skirts that are like, to their ankles, you know?
Yeah.
Trout wife, hashtag.
Be on more farms or...
More farms?
Yeah, because they're super trad. And...
Is that a trad wife thing?
Yeah, that's like the whole thing. Yeah, being on a farm, it's like the most trad you can get. It's like,
that's interesting. Didn't know that. Yeah. You want to hear my one? You know, I have like nothing in common with anyone in like that lifestyle, like farming, all that. Mm-hmm. There's one thing that they have that I like. That is so out of character for me.
Okay.
I would absolutely love a pickup truck. What am I ever gonna pick up? I don't move things ever.
Girls.
When would I need a what?
Girls.
I don't pick them up. They everyone I've been with pick me up, let's be real.
Yeah, yeah.
The only thing I do is nervously be like, hey, and then they're like, my last girlfriend, literally, I said hello, and she went, oh yeah, cool, let's go out that day. I'm like, okay, yes, all right, cool. I don't pick people up.
And that's why you end up in a lot of healthy situations.
Well, definitely not.
No.
Definitely not, but like, you know what I'm saying?
You should shake more hands.
I don't like touching people's hands. It's a reference at a time a girl hit on Jesper in the club, and his reaction to that was shaking her hand.
Yep, I'm the res master.
I remember how confused she looked, like her eyes were just like, yep. And then you just kind of walked off.
Admittedly, it was in front of a loud ass speaker. What was it gonna do, like engage in meaningful conversation while-
She was admittedly good looking.
I don't remember her.
Which is wild, because I was definitely not sober, no. And you were completely sober.
I'm sorry, I'm not very perceptive.
That's okay. Other things that suck about summer. You get clammy. You have to wear sunscreen. Disgusting. The feeling of sunscreen is absolutely vile.
Counterpoint. It's get the Rituals one and you smell fantastic.
It still feels gross, though.
Eh, it's nice.
Nope.
Like a little sticky friend.
Ugh, vile. Additionally, gosh, there's so many things. Like I said, I already touched on allergies, already sucks. You get burned? I get burned way easy.
I just get a nice little farmer's tan.
See, I also just, I have like no tan lines at all because I'm like the same shade of pale all the way through.
Yeah, you are.
And it's just, yeah. I like that. I like being the exact same shade all the way over.
Okay.
I don't know, I have a lot of slight autistic traits that I don't touch on that much, but... Yeah. Gosh, what else? There's so many things.
No, nothing else.
There's so many things.
Absolutely
Sweating's gross. Right, so I wake up at 5 a.m. and I go to bed at 9. Which means I just don't see the night at this point. Like, wait. I like seeing the night a little bit. But, like, the sun's up when I get up and the sun's up when I get to bed.
Yeah.
There's always sun.
Yeah, so you're saying that the real problem here is how the Earth rotates around the sun and not you getting up at 5 a.m.?
Yes.
You're wrong.
See, here's the thing. If I could control, reality, which I think I can, but just not like super. Have I told you that time that I had like this thing where I was sitting on my couch and for like a good like few hours I was completely convinced I made the universe.
Yeah.
And then I self-inserted myself and wiped my own memories because that'd be totally something that I would do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So here's the thing, right? If I could recreate the weather or like seasons, all that, I would do it like this. We would never, ever, ever get past like 22 degrees Celsius. That's the absolute max, and that's already pushing it. I my preference would be like 20, but you know, you gotta be lenient to the other people. So 22 Celsius is like a few weeks out of the year, like 3 weeks in like August or something. The average temperature in like most of the year would be 13 to 16 Celsius. Winter can for sure be like, like, I think every winter would have at least, like, one big-ass snowstorm. Have, like, a good amount of snow.
That'll be great for the infrastructure here.
No, but, like, snow is really nice.
Is it?
Most of the weather, like, rain only at night. Don't like rain, though. Rain's not my favorite. Rain at night. Then during the day, mostly just, like, overcast, so the light is nice and diffused for video.
Yeah, delightful.
Man, this sounds awesome. And not a lot of wind.
Sounds horrible.
That's awesome.
Like, truly terrible. If I could live in a way where I never have to experience winter again, I totally would.
Wouldn't you miss it at some point?
Probably at some point, and at that point, I'd just go to the Netherlands. Like,
you would really do that? That's crazy.
Yeah.
Do you not? Here's the thing. I came here and I couldn't wear my jacket. I hate not wearing my jacket. I miss the pockets. Where are my pockets?
That's why you get slutty shorts that come equipped with zippable
pockets. Yeah, but here's the problem. Here's the problem. Those aren't sweatbands.
No, but I still sweat. Don't worry.
Oh, thank God. No, but like sweatbands are just the best. You know, I live in sweatbands.
I hate sweatbands.
I know, but you're kind of crazy. We're talking about crazy things. This man wears skinny jeans in
love
the year of our Lord 2023.
Love
and
him.
Claims, nope, they're more comfortable than sweatpants. Here's the thing, if you can take any way, because the whole point of like this discussion is no one's inherently right or wrong. These are just opinions, but
well,
there is,
I'm
it's
right.
almost fact that sweatpants are more comfortable than skinny jeans.
No.
He sleeps in them too.
I don't.
I made that up. But like, he totally would if it was legal.
I have slept in skinny jeans before. But that would be like, well,
that's crazy.
While traveling, Kirchlangen and one, probably.
Yeah, okay, that's fair. Like, what pants was I wearing when we went to Kirchlangen?
Probably sweatpants.
Probably sweatpants, yeah.
I know, I was wearing my travel-y trousers.
See, you know, I need a company that makes sweatpants, but with multiple zippable pockets in each leg. That would be something I would be willing to spend money on that I don't have. So at some point when I have money, I would totally buy that. I love sweatpants.
You just love sweating.
Do you, wait, before this cuts out, you're on dating apps, yes?
Barely, to be honest.
You were until recently.
Yeah, I have the app and I'll open it every once in a while. I'll just look at one profile and go like, nope, I'm good.
We should do an episode where we go through dating
apps.
Yeah,
let's do that.
Like right after this. Okay.
That's good.
Anyway, you must see the sheer amount of girls that put in, don't swipe right on me if you wear skinny jeans. I see those at least once a day.
Yeah, and they're also the people that are like, just act normal. That's crazy.
Oh yeah, no, they're terrible people. But like, you must admit. That you, like, the general consensus is that skinny jeans kind
of... Yes, but imagine how ahead of the trend I'll be in about 15 years.
I will give you that one. Probably.
Thank you.
Probably.
Thank you.
You know what? Thank you for listening to this. And I want to know, in the comments, or even tweeting at us, what kind of weather do you like better?
Summer.
Are you team cold or team warm?
Are you team cool or team lame and cold?
I thought cool was gonna be cold. I thought you were gonna say team cool and team hot.
Yes.
Now you went team cool or team lame. That's so confusing.
Sorry, are you hot or are
I'm cutting this. Thank you so much, please subscribe.